These trousers are older than you. What a fucking bell end. I couldn't think of what else to say because I don't know how to talk to young people or good looking people. I used to know how to talk to good looking people back when I was better looking, before I let myself go. I'll take a laugh where I can get it, but that was mean. I have let myself go. There wasn't a lot to let go, but whatever there was, in the last couple of years, it's like somebody took my body into an office and said, I'm sorry, we're going to have to let you go. It's horrible. I've joked in the past. I have joked in previous shows about pulling off that difficult trick of being scrawny and flabby at the same time, but it's gone beyond a joke now. It has. It's a mess. I know a lot of you are looking at me. A lot of you are looking at me thinking, oh, no, he's a skinny man. You're like, I'm wearing black. I'm on a black stage. He just looks like a thin person. No, look at it jiggle. Look at the jiggle. Look at it, you lucky bitches. Imagine that lying on top of you telling you that he loves you, huh? It's a mess. It's being on the road. It's its job. It's your fault. It's your fault. Why can't we all meet at the gym and have me tell you jokes there? Yeah, being on the road, you know, you're eating late at night, you're drinking more than you normally do, and staying in hotels. Because staying in hotels, think about staying at home. At home, I know where all the mirrors are, and I dress accordingly when I've got to walk past them. But in hotels, those mirrors will jump out at you and confront you unexpectedly with what you've become. Oh, it's horrible. I was in Manchester just a few weeks ago, and I'd been on the road now, because this tour is like 8 months long, and it was just coming to the end of the tour, so I was in the worst shape I've ever been in, and I came out of the bathroom, and there's a full-length mirror opposite the bathroom door, you filthy mank fucks, right? And I've just had a shower, I'm naked as the day I'm born, I come out of the bathroom, dripping wet, naked, and I see myself in a full-length mirror. I immediately phoned my wife to apologise. It was the only decent course of action available to me at that point. Yes, honey, I just want you to know I'm sorry. About everything, actually, yes, all things. You are, in light of new information, you're right about all things. And do you know what? There's one thing that really, really disappoints me about myself. It's not my physique. It's not necessarily that. It's my attitude to good-looking people. That's what it is. It's not that I don't know how to talk to them. It's my attitude to good-looking people. You get to a point in your life where, you know, certain things you make peace with in your life and certain things you get more annoyed about yourself over. And there's certain things I don't care about anymore and there's certain things I'm very angry about, you know. And one of the... Like, I don't give a shit. You know, my career is my career. I don't mind that I'm here and not at Wembley Arena. I don't care that I still haven't been on fucking QI. I don't care. Fuck them. I don't care. But it's not... It's not my career, it's not my standing in my community, it's not my financial situation, it's not my physique. You know what I think I hate most about myself? Is that at 44 years of age, I care deeply what attractive young women think of me. I fucking hate myself for that. And I didn't think that was going to happen. And I grew up watching it on TV. I'd see it all the time in the 70s, the 80s. You see it in sitcoms, you see it in ads, you know, middle-aged men standing around, hot young thing would walk by, they'd all suck in their beer guts. I'm like, why are you doing that? What is that for? You see it in movies and dramas, middle-aged father or two going to pieces in front of the hot au pair or the hot ski instructor or the hot hotel receptionist. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? You're a grown-ass man with a family that loves you. Who gives a shit what some beautiful young woman thinks of you? Who gives a shit? I give a shit, that's who gives a shit! I fucking hate myself. I'm not looking to have an affair. I just want you to look at me. Would one of you just look at me like you people used to look at me? Draw up a rota. Just one person a month just go, That's all I need! And I don't mean to create any awkward conversations in car rides home between any of the middle-aged couples in the room either. I thought that bit was just weird. Did you see me laughing? I wasn't laughing because I didn't get it. I heard you laughing. I wasn't laughing. Didn't get it. I didn't resonate with me. I didn't get it. In the same way as I don't get why I seem to have driven a tractor into the West End of London. Did not seem like the most sensible vehicle. But you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm one of those pathetic maggots. If I'm in a gym and I'm on a running machine and there's a beautiful woman on the running machine next to me, I'll run that bit faster. Like that's gonna crack her open like a Kinder Surprise. 11 kilometers an hour, why are we wasting our time here, handsome? Yeah, she flicks her hair and calls me handsome because even my fantasies are rooted in some shitty made-for-TV 70s drama. Let's get out of here, big boy.